I've just returned from vacation, a very restful vacation, and I was thinking about some missionaries that we support, and I was thinking about their vacations. I don't know if you remember Kurt and Jill. There was a time that they visited several years back, and they told us about their vacations. Kurt and Jill, they live in a community where conversions might happen only after about 15 years. Maybe it's 17 years. It depends on what report you've heard. Kurt and Jill live in such a community, and their goal is to build relationships with depth, with patience. And Kurt and Jill welcome people into their home, into their lives. They share meals. They share music. They share holidays with their friends. About maybe 5 or 6 years ago, Kurt and Jill visited us and told us that they had started something additional, something new. Kurt and Jill started taking these new friends of theirs on vacation with them, on their real vacations, on the times when Kurt and Jill got away to somewhere beautiful, somewhere enjoyable, somewhere refreshing. I don't know about you, but I don't take my work on my vacation. And I hope you don't take your work on your vacation. What would be the point of vacation? But for Kurt and Jill, these people weren't their work. Kurt and Jill had come to love these people. And that's what Jesus was doing at this table. In the setting of this table, Jesus told them, "I'm going away. I'm going away to a wonderful place that I'm preparing for you. I'm going to a better place, and I want you to come with me. I want you to join me in the better place." And why does he want us to join him? Why does he want us to be in that better place, far away from here? Well, it's not because he resents you. It's not because you're his work. He doesn't put up with you. It's because he loves you. That's why he wants you to be there with him in that better place, that beautiful place that is far away. So in this meal, we take bread. Jesus, the bread of heaven, came down to us, gave his body for us. In this meal, we take wine. Jesus, the spotless lamb, died in our place, spilling his blood in our place. And that means when you take the supper, you say this: "The Father and the Son loved me so much so that Jesus gave himself for me, and by his Spirit I receive him and feed on him, and that is my ticket to join him and to be with him in the place where those who loved me most want me to be with them." Jesus arranged this new Passover meal, and he says, "Do this in remembrance of me." So if you have come to know God the Father through the work of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit has made this real to you, he's opened your eyes to this, and you believe it, and this is what you are banking on, you are invited to take this supper. But if you don't know Jesus in this way, if you're here, you're not a Christian, I'm really glad that you're here. But don't take the supper. It's only for those who are wed in this way to Jesus. But we invite you to remain with us. Just sit back, take it all in. We'd love to talk more about it. Now, let's pray together as we come to the table. Lord Jesus, we need convincing as we come to this table. Not only convincing that you came, you lived, you died, you rose again, that you are the Son of God who comes again to judge the earth. We also need your Spirit to work in us faith to believe that you love us, that you loved us, that you will love us, that you don't resent us, that we are utterly unworthy, but you've loved us. We're in the Beloved, and that's how it's possible that we could be loved even still, with our sins, with our failings, with our unworthiness. Give us faith to believe that and to rejoice in it. Feed us now in this supper. Make Jesus precious to us as we are precious to him. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.